Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pope Francis addressed a crowd of tens of thousands outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall on Saturday, calling for people of all religions to stand up for their freedoms.
En un mundo en el que diversas formas...
He said it is a world where modern tyranny seeks to suppress religious freedom and use religion as a pretext for hatred and brutality. Francis also said Americans should avoid repeating past mistakes and that people of all faiths should join together to stand up for respect and dignity of others. Saturday night, the Pope spoke to crowds gathered for the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. A suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The ICC prosecutors said that Ahmed Al-Fakhri Al-Mahdi was a zealous member of the armed Islamic extremist group Ansar Din. Prosecutors said the attacks in 2012 were a direct assault on the population, their history, and their religion. The United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks at the United Nations to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen and to make progress toward achieving peace there. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave that optimistic assessment following his talks in New York on Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Zarif said he plans to focus on full implementation of the nuclear agreement between Iran and the major world powers. This is VOA News.